situation where somebody is listening to somebody else's bench, even though technically it should work, Shemeka Oinet, question becomes, what if the person who is listening doesn't understand what he's hearing, doesn't understand the words? So the fact that a person, let me just get the door, maybe. The fact that a person is doing a mitzvah shebediva without understanding, that's not at the end of the world. As long as we speak in Lashon HaKodesh, we spoke a lot about that yesterday. We point out the difference between mitzvahs of Lashon HaKodesh and mitzvahs of other Lashonos. But the problem is, in order to invoke the principle of Shemek Ona, we seem to have a problem, because maybe one could argue that Shemek Ona, you can't play Shemek if you don't really understand, you're not really following what's going on. So Taisus wasn't sure what the din was. Taisus went right, back and forth. In the end, we weren't sure. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins l'chumra the shayla. Again, this is not a Birkas HaMazon shayla, this is a general kiddush, any kind of a shayla. And the Mishnah Berurah, well, it's that the minhag ha'olam was to be made like those Rishonim who say that it would be all right. So now the Mishnah Berurah continues. Okay, Mishnah Berurah continues in the middle of the fourth in the Rambam Kamos, and Mishnah Berurah says that even though the minhag is l'hokel, it's three lines of the bottom, they come up, yeshetoy, says the Mishnah Berurah, it would be really preferable Shiyomru acharei mevarach mevekadesh mila b'mila b'lachash. What a person should do is, if they're hearing kiddush from somebody else or hearing benching from somebody else and they don't understand the words, they should say the words quietly, the whisper to themselves. In mevshalem, if they're able to, the b'zei yeitzu l'chol ha'poskim. Then they don't have to get involved. They don't have to get involved in the shaila. Then the Mishnah throws in for good luck. B'lav hochi nachan asaskei. It's always better to do that. Why? The Likulei Alma, the Iyav Shal Lechav and the Shpahedev, Chavuliel, that it's hard for people to pay attention for so long. Somebody's, we all know Chris and McGill, it's really hard to pay attention. What are you going to do? We have to hold cup. It's hard to get benching from somebody, hard to kiss from somebody. It's definitely Shabu recommends. But anyway, one should say it, the Lachash, as you go along. I don't think that we do this. I don't think anybody does this, quite frankly. I don't think this is the minig at all. Both in the case where people do understand, I don't understand, but people do understand, so I think we hope that people can pay attention for the short amount of span of Kiddush. So I don't think anybody does this for Kiddush. And for cases where people mamish don't understand anything, I don't know, maybe they do it or not, I'm not sure. I'm not sure people do it either. But the Mishmur recommends this as a lechatchila. But the Ikra Din, we paskin that it's not necessarily whether you understand or don't understand, because Mikra Din, we don't follow the Shulchan Aruch. We paskin the Hokel on Tosus's suffer. Okay? But so now, the Bir Halacha raises a detail concerning this Halacha. Comes to Bir Halacha and says in the fifth Ramakans that that which the Shulchan Aruch says that you're not yaitze with Shemek Oine, if you don't understand, Ayur B'Shnai and Mechanel. That's talking about if there are two people benching, so then we're invoking regular Shemek Oine. Linen Shloish, what if you have a Mezumah? Echa Yochel Ahot to the Shnayim, one person's going to bench on behalf of the other people, and the other people don't understand. So again, according to Abdinigo Oilam, that we don't really care whether you understand or not, so then there's a moot shayla. But the Das of Shulchan Aruch, the Das one side of Tosfos, that we do care about the people understanding. What would the Shulchan Aruch, what would the Dayan Taisa say if it's a mezumah? Would that change the facts? So comes the Shulchan Aruch, comes to Bialok and says, Yesh Deos Ben HaPoskim. The Das Bichas Avram, the Afilu Das HaMechaber. Even according to the Shulchan Aruch, Hanudavke B'yochid, HaMleitzi B'yochid. When you have one person being mighty another, then you have a problem of Shemekah. And then the Shema has to understand. Aval B'zimun Shloisha, She'echad Mleitzi L'shnayim. If you have a mezumah of three, oh, be'asar shechamot l'tisha. I feel enemy of you. Even they don't understand the yachid ma'itis rabim. That the ku habi acharonim. And he quotes some acharonim. Quote this, not an acharonim. Disagree with this, etc. So what's going on exactly? So let's try to understand this. Now again, between you and me, this is not relevant to halacha, because the Mishnah already passed it before. If the minhag ha'olam is against the Shulchan Aruch, we assume that if you don't understand, it's not the end of the world. But within the Rishonim who insist on understanding, we have a machlekes aposkim. Does that carry off the benching from mezumah or not? What's the shayla? What is the suffer? So there seems to be a very major issue going on here, namely, how do we understand this concept of benching from mezumah in light of the regular din clothing called shemek oinah? Again, remember the first day of Shem, we said din clothing, 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 protest. So here's a classic image. It's the din clothing of shemek oinah. Good enough. So we gave more members yesterday. Remember, we had a problem with the pasuk. The pasuk was not what? It's not the pasuk again.
When Torah was
good. Torah pasuk in Nami. So we said, well, it's not enough. We'll see that, etc. Okay. So comes the Halacha tells us. Shemei Karni applies for kiddush, special zochah, basically gibbah, and the ikra did for benching. Even though the chedchil, we try not to do it for benching, but if you stop, you can do it for benching. Guys, we can all just try this. I know it's on the chairs. Try the whole kind of wherever we're sitting. Isha Makam Yom Mishal. Okay, because the noise in the chairs is a little over. Okay, so let's try. I know there's such she was that player. Such I wish. The Renevish will play with excitement on this place in Tamar. The guys can't sit in their seats. Try to keep your seat in this place. If you want to jump up and down, it's going to get a seat in this place. So, So, there's a big club called Shemaya Kohen. And now we have a dinner benching with Mizuban. So, I want to know the following question. When we bench with Mizuban, is this just a fancy razzle dazzle? That's an important word to know when you're here with you. Is this just a razzle dazzle Shemaya Kohen? Basically, remember in the olden days, what was Shemaya Kohen in the old, what was Christmas in the olden days? Three guys sat down together. One guy led the benching, and Mamish led the benching. Literally, he was the only one on the bench. Everyone else just listened to Shemaya Kohen. So is that what Mizumin is? Mizumin is just a very fancy Shemaya Kohen. So when you have two people together, so lechatchili, you're not supposed to do Shemaya Kohen, because it's not right, mechalt b'savat, the guy ain't supposed to bench. But when you have three people, so then we let you do even lechatchila Shemaya Kohen. Is that the pshat? Of Shadow. When you bench from Mizumin, it's a different Chalisha benching. It's not Shemaya Kohen. What is it? What is it? It's a bracha of the entire Chabura. It's like the Chabura becomes Miyuch, as it comes to Chum B'Yachad, and the Chabura has the bench as a unit. So when the guy leads the benching, it's more than just a regular din of Shemaya Kohen. It's as if all of the people are benched together. That's the point. That's the Yisrael, the benching of Mizumin. So it's not subject to the regular rules of Shemaya Kohen. If that's the case, then I can begin to understand exactly what we should work on. From that, the Rav Amurim, we hold that you have to understand what's going on. We hold, not the beginning, the Shchor HaKel, that you have to understand what the fellow's saying to apply the din of Shemaya Kohen. That's when you're going down the track of Shemaya Kohen. When you're going with the regular rules of Shemaya Kohen. Over here, when it comes to benching of Mizumin, this is not Shemaya Kohen. This is a we as a group, we become one form of one. United we stand. We are benching. We as a chabura are presenting a birch as a Muslim to the Rebbeinu Shlom. That's ki'ilu mamish, each one of us said the words. Not al Shemaya Kohen. So then it doesn't make a difference whether I understand or not. So those are going to make a lot of sense. If the bracha of a zimun is a different chalashem than Shemaya Kohen. What do the other achareim hold? What do the other achareim say? Never heard of such a shtimul Torah, never heard of such a fancy, schmancy Birch Zemazon. Birch Zemazon with Mizumin is the same Birch Zemazon, it's a regular Birch Zemazon, it's a regular Shemaya Kohen. It's an added prop called benching Bezimun. But in terms of Shemaya Kohen, you're going down the same route of Shemaya Kohen. That seems to be the Nekudas HaSofei that the Mishnah was quoting, where the Birch Zemazon creates a different kind of a Birch Zemazon that you don't have to go down the rules of Shemaya Kohen. Who likes what I just said? I won't be insulted if you say this. Who likes these group of Achorim who are saying that Birchas Azimun is a new Chal Hashem, and therefore the regular limitations of Shemaya Kohen don't apply? What's the problem?
I was going to say why it's helpful.
Why is it helpful?
Because
I think it's wrong when you tell what's helpful.
If we're trying to explain why the Bir Halacha is bringing a different din for the rabbi, that maybe when they become one chabura, the other people might not need to necessarily understand,
right?
Because one guy, they're part of one thing. So
no, I understand. I'm trying to defend that sheet. I want to understand who has problems with that. Who has problems with that idea? Let me ask you a question. According to the view of the Shulchan Aruch, that Shemaya Kohen doesn't work if the Shemaya doesn't understand, right? The suffering is not necessary. Is that a problem in Deraisa? What do you think? Forget about benching, Kiddush. The mitzvah Deraisa Kiddush. Reuven's making Kiddush on behalf of Mrs. Reuven, and Mrs. Reuven doesn't understand a word that she says. Doesn't speak Hebrew. So what is the Shulchan Aruch asking? She's not yet through Deraisa, right? That's only because they're a part of it. I said, that's not called Shemaya Kohen. We said yesterday, the word Shemaya means maven. So if you don't understand what you're hearing, it's not called Shemaya Kohen. Right? Didn't we say this yesterday? So the Chor, that's Sofek in Taisus and Asugya, whether the Shemei has to understand, that's not a Sofka on a level of Derabbanon, that's a Sofka on a level of Deraisa. Vos Ben Shemei Koyin, is that called Shemei Koyin if you don't understand? So all that's up that the Shulchan Aruch is saying, that you're not Yetzim and Deraisa because it's not called Shemei Koyin. So when it comes to Birchas HaMazon, everything changes once you bench the Zubah. Once you bench the Zubah, that's a different benching. This is Nishkin Shemek Oina, this is Birchas HaChabura, and it's okay. What's the problem, I say?
I don't see the problem. Why
do
you say it's like
when you're out of Shemek Oina? Okay. I hear the Moshe. Let's get down this one for a moment. What's my problem? What's the missing piece of this puzzle, I say? You're telling me on the level of their eyes, Ruben wants to be like, see, Shimon and Tenshing, and Shimon doesn't speak Hebrew, it doesn't work. But if Ruben, Shimon, and Levi mention together, then all of a sudden, Homos Pokus works. Because the Birchas HaChabura, Birchas HaChabura solves the problem of their eyes, really? Who's got a problem with that? Go think back to the last sugar, by the way. Back to the wooden bench. Birchas HaZimun is going to solve a problem, a chisorum, the araisa of Shemei Koine? How did I pull that one off? What's the problem, boys? Come on, think, let's go. Think. What conceptually is the problem? I have a problem, the araisa. When I have a problem, the araisa, what's the nature of the solution that I need? The solution?
The araisa.
Birchas HaZimun is the solution, the araisa? What did the Shai Tzimun say with Vishnu say last sugya? Because the Zimun's on a Midrabbana. What was the Raya Brura versus the Zimun's Midrabbana? No, what was the Raya Brura? Women, what? Women don't have to
bench.
Women don't have to bench for Zimun, right? According to most Rishonim, the Chiyuv for the Zimun's only a man, not for women. That's what I'm meaning is. Women have to bench. So Frank Mishabur Akasha last sugya, why do women have to bench for Zimun? Why is there only Rishos? What was the Mishabur's answer? What was that the dog answer?
Okay, they don't have the keys.
Mishabur said. Oh, two very difficult answers.
They don't have the keys.
They don't know. They're not the keys.
And they don't want them drinking wine.
He said, those are reasons to pot us off with their ice. Are you kidding? So what did the Mishnah Berurah say? Oh, come on, because everybody knows what Zimun's on the Rabban. So if you didn't tell me that Zimun's the Rabban, Hashem, the Rabban, the Rabban, the Rabban, the Rabban, the Rabban, so on the level of their ice, when one person is going to one person, is it any different than one person being melting two people? I mean, that's right. Yes, Meshavani would come to the Shia today, and the Gemara says in Menachas that Meshavani sat in the Shia Rabbi Akiva, right? And he's having difficulty understanding all the Tokel Rabbi, he's famous in Ramana. Anyone know? The Gemara says that Meshavani sat on the back of the Shia Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is saying, it's our people with Chedura. Meshavani said, what's he talking about? So Meshavani got all nervous. He said, hey, I don't understand the Shia. So the Boshim said, wait. So Talmud asked Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi, what's the source of the following din? So Rabbi Akiva said, Halacha Moshe Mesina. So Moshe Mesina felt better. That's the story of the Mesechus Bach. What's going on? Okay, the joke is that. Moshe Mesina felt. Moshe Mesina felt the Mechina, but then when his name got mentioned, he felt better. What does that mean? The answer is that Moshe Mesina was given Kolot Terekula by the Rebbeinu. The Kolot Terekula was so core to Moshe Mesina. He didn't need all the pumpulas and the kashas. We have to work hard to try to get, to try to extract. We can spend an hour trying to extract one din. Kashi Nagashal Torah. That's what we have to learn the kashas, the parents, the taisas, the rama, the repent, to try to get a little bit of clarity in Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu had such clarity of Torah, he took one look at it and he said, this is the din. Kashas didn't need that. I don't need kashas, I don't need two dinim, I don't need brisket Torahs, I don't need razzle dazzle, triple Torahs. It's Pasha, everything is just Pasha, it's move on, it's like the Roshon told him, that's the Fulchari Ha'ir, the Gemara says. And the Roshon told to Moshe Rabbeinu, it was like clear as this, like, Hashem Yidab Isher Eyu. So Moshe Rabbeinu was sitting at the Bishmanish Rabbi Akiva, 1500 years after his Rabbi Akiva. But he has Rabbi Akiva giving to Russia, Moshe Rabbeinu said, it's a different language. So then the Roshon said, no, wait. He's going to say, Allah Moshe Mesina. That means is that ultimately it all comes back to Moshe Rabbeinu. We have to come to go round the bout to figure out what the halacha of Sinai was. But at the end of the day, it's all clarity. It's all for Moshe Rabbeinu. It's all Moshe Kiva Torah Sinai. So if Moshe Rabbeinu was sitting right now in this Bishmanish, this classroom, he was sitting here and he was listening to us and he would say the following Shema Torah. When Reuben writes his Shimon in Benching, is it in their Isa? Shimon has to understand. Other than Ruben's Malaysia Shimon and Levi, then it doesn't matter. Because everybody knows when you bench Mizum is a different Chalashem, you don't need Shemek Ha'edim. So your Moshe Rabbeinu would have one question. What his question would be? What does Mizum mean? I've never heard of that. I've never heard of such an idea. So that wasn't on the list of things he would be in about. Now I know the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu was given the Dim Drabbanim. I got that instead. I'm saying this for dramatic, you know, for special effects over here. So Moshe Rabbeinu, when he's listening to a Shir, the love of the Raisa, he doesn't understand how is Mizum and the Drabbanim going to impact Moshe Rabbeinu and the Raisa. So it's a very difficult thought. A very difficult thought. So the Charet, these Acharonim have to be saying one of two things. The only way to defend these Acharonim was saying that Benjamin Mizumin changes the rules. Either they hold that Mizumin is deraisa, maybe you're not going to hold that way. Or maybe they hold that the requirement of understanding maybe is not a what? Maybe it's not a requirement of deraisa. Maybe the Raisa Shrek kind of works all the time. As long as you hear it, doesn't that do that? Maybe the Rabbanan, you have to understand why Chacham makes such a takana. I have no idea why. So it's a difficult group of Acharonim. It's a nice Torah, long discipline, it's different, but it's a difficult sheet of us. The bottom line is for us, it doesn't really make much of a difference because, at least concerning benching, because we always say the benching ourselves. Whether we are benching one to one, or benching the Mizumin, everybody says they're benching themselves. Even when we bench Mizumin, we say they're benching ourselves. Why do we do that? Why do we do what they did in the days of Chazal? Why do we do benching like they did in the days of Chazal? One person gets up and benches for everybody. I don't think that would be Mitzvah Yosef Mishluch, because Shemek already means I'm being. That's Mitzvah. Yeah, I think it's good. So we do it because we're right, because people are having trouble paying attention. And in order to be Yotze Shemekoni, you have to be Shemek to listen. So for me to listen, they don't get benched for 10 minutes. Most people don't do that. So therefore, the later generations, so the minute became, for each person to say their own bench. Even though the real benching, the every single benching in Lumen, is one person bench and everybody else is to listen to Shemek. I remember one time I was eating a meal with, turn off the tapes for a second. I tell them about lovers. Everyone's taping this year now. Everyone's taping this year? Is the official table?
Oh, I am.
But, yeah, first time. All of you can wait. Well, tell a story about Sutil first. Yeah.
Is it possible if one comes after a Zimun, that it might be enough to serve as like a Kabbalah agreement to him?
It's almost like a built-in Kabbalah kind of thing. Maybe. So I want to focus just for a moment, since we are talking about Shemek Ha'ayin, I just wanted to wrap up the sugya a little bit, about to understand that dimension, that aspect of Shemek Ha'ayin, particularly as it relates to Kavanah. Take a look at the bottom of the 7th page of Ma'amar Kamis, number 6. Shulchan Aruch quotes, "En yotzei dechavasa b'shmias ha-bracha." A person cannot be yotzei with Shemek Ha'ayin. It happens not if you talk about bench, you can talk about other brachas. Afilu yana amen. Even if you answer amen, el imkein sheshom et chilas v'yatzofa. First of all, you have to hear the entire bracha. This is, by the way, just Erech Agav, parenthetically, a big problem. You have this big problem when you have settings, a lot of people hearing Kiddush together. Sometimes the guy will make Kiddush and say, "Borei Piyagof," and everyone screams out, "Amen." And the guy's making Kiddush, keeps on rolling, and he starts Kiddush, and nobody can hear. You missed the first word. You missed the word Baruch. You missed the word Baruch, and now you have to mamash, you have to make Kiddush yourself. So you have to be careful. The person who's making Kiddush in a public setting should wait for a while until it really, really settles down, quiets down, and then to continue. So a person is not yet to any bracha, even if he answers amen, el mi yinshan bracha chavet soifa, but here's the punchline, v'niskaven latzeis v'yedecha v'asoi, he had in mind to fulfill his mitzvah, v'amevarech niskaven gamkin latzei yedecha v'asoi, that the mevarech, the person who's making the bracha, is having in mind to be mitzvah the person as well. Ad kan divya shukhanah. But now, at the end of the third month of Rosh Hashanah. In order to apply the principle of Shemek Ha'ayinah, I have to have Kavanah to be Mitzvah. And I want to know, why is that so? What's the difference? I'll make your bracha. You're hearing the word. Shemek Ha'ayinah. What's the Shemek Ha'ayinah. As you said, it's in its cold today. So what's pshat in this din, the requirement of Kavanah? Everyone seems to accept it. Or at least at this point, everyone seems to accept it. What's the nature of this din? So how would you even begin to tackle conceptually to understand this detail of din? If I would just throw this question at a curveball, why is there a din in Kavanas Mevarech? What would you respond to that? How can you understand the details of a din before you understand what? Before you understand what? The Iker din itself. Namely, you need a little bit more work. You have to understand, the boss is Shemei HaKoinah. What is the nature of Shemei HaKoinah? What is the essence of the principle of Shemei HaKoinah? We're talking about the details of Shemei HaKoinah for the last 2 days. How are the mechanics, what's the basic mechanics of Shemei HaKoinah? So once we understand what Shemei HaKoinah is, we can begin to understand why this thing should be true or maybe it's not true. So I ask you a question. Do you think Shemei HaKoinah is a chiddush? Prove to me from yesterday, Shemei HaKoinah is a gewaltig chiddush. It's a gewaltig chiddush. How do I know it's a gewaltig chiddush?
You don't have to understand it.
Well, even more than, even more basic, you're right. You're right, even more basic. It's the starting point.
Because you ate your satisfied, so you should also be hungry.
But let's say you leave that person up. I'm a kiddish, Chrisa McGill. Tell me you're Shemei HaKoinah. Just bring me a proof from yesterday. She asked, of course it's a chiddush. Why is it a chiddush?
Because it's a shadim on your
people. Bring me a ray. You're right. Everything you're saying is right. Bring me a ray of Rosh Hashanah Tshuva. It's a chiddush God. I never would have known it on my own. Never would have figured it out this God. But you need a pasuk for it, or a pasuk slash lach of sinner. The person says, "Pasuk, but how do you mean it? How do you know it? If it was so pasuk, why is it money in the pasuk? Why is it money in the tradition? Why is it money in the lach of sinner for?" So you see clear from the Gemara that the starting point, the baseline of learning is Shemei HaKoinah would never, ever, ever have worked. I have a kasha. Why not? Why wouldn't Shemei HaKoinah have worked? It's based on svar alone. I have another tradition work based on what? I'm sitting around. And I don't particularly want to bench right now. I don't want to make kish. I don't want to read the Megillah. So I'll appoint what? You mentioned them. Shlusham Kemaisai. Now, Shlusham Kemaisai, that we already know. Who will Kedushin of Memalf? Who will Kedushin of Memalf obeys? Nobody. What's the mark of Shlusham Kemaisai? A posse from here, from Pesach, from Chuma, from Gita, from Gita. A million Makaris. Bottom line is, at the end of the day, is a Taishi called Shlusham Kemaisai. So I don't understand, why do I need a chiddush of Shemei HaKoinah? Just apply the rules of shlichus. I'll appoint you to read the Megillah by me. Fuck yeah, even better. I don't even have to come. I can appoint you as a shlich to Mafish Juma. I don't have to be there. I can appoint you to Mekadosh Nisha. I'm not going to show up to the wedding. I remember a couple of years ago, there was a big snowstorm, and there was a wedding that was supposed to take place, and the kala was stuck in Philadelphia. The wedding was in New York. She couldn't get there, trying to get a helicopter. So he asked me, what are we going to do? So he said, no problem, just appoint the shliach. Didn't work. They didn't do it. Okay. But in theory, the chalakah don't have to show up. So I don't understand. Why are we coupling during a couple of Shemei HaKoinah? I'm going to need a pasuk to these for Shemei HaKoinah. What happened to the plain old din called shluch HaKoinah? Who's going to answer that question? Who's going to answer me that question? I can't even begin to understand what Shemei HaKoinah is until I can answer that question. What happened to Shlusham Kemaisai? What do you think? Where did it go? Got lost in the shuffle. Somewhere from Muncie to Beit Meir got lost in the Atlantic. What happened to Shlusham Kemaisai? What happened to
him? Is it possible that when using Shlusham Kemaisai, it's not necessarily Kemaisai?
But what I just want to ask a simple question. Can you be Mekadosh Nisha with the Shlich? Answer the question. Okay. Can you be Mekadosh Nisha with the Shlich? Mm-hmm. Can you be Mafish Chu with the Shlich? Mm-hmm. Can you be Shef to come pay for the Shlich? So far, yes, to all these things. Why can't you read the Megillah with the Shlich? Why can't you make the Chesamazah with the Shlich? Why can't you make Kishon? I don't want to come to the Beal Friday night. I'd rather go to sleep Friday if I'm tired, I lost my league games, I'm upset. I want to go to sleep. I don't want to make Kishon. I'll do me a favor. Go make Kishon. You make Kishon, I'll be there too. I won't listen. Why doesn't that work?
Like being a
Shemekwa
is kind of part of
the Shemekwa. No, you're in the answer. I don't hear Shemekwa. So it's the bracha. So you need to have some knowledge of what you're... Because the whole bracha is... I'm not going to come to Shura Shana. I got a better solution. Who here was tired this morning at 10:08 this morning? Who here was tired? That's right. Okay. I got a gewaltig eitz for you guys. Okay, don't go rabbi to say the great eitz. You don't have to go to the shachris. Okay? Just take turns. One day you appoint him as a shliach to put on tefillin for you. The other guy will appoint you. You only have to get up every third or fourth day.
Or make a chabad house. 10 o'clock down.
What happened to shlichas? I want at the halachic term. If I don't hear the right term, you're not telling me the story.
I think it's smart that you says by shlichas. There are things that you actually have to do.
So you're right, and I want the term. Give me, if you get there's two words. If you get it right, you got it right. If you get it wrong, you're wrong. Close. Now, mitzvah shirufa. Mitzvahs that involve your body, there's no shlichus for. So yes, the starting point, the baseline is a kasha from shlichus. A corollary, or really not a corollary, but a limitation to the kasha from shlichus, is that there's no shlichus for mitzvah shirufa. So that's the introduction to our sukkah. We should start with the sukkah. We started backwards. We started talking about the details. We didn't even talk about the necessity of Shemek Rehn in the first place. So the starting point in Halacha is Shlichus is a gewaltig word, but a Shlichus, a Mitzvah Gufo, name doesn't work. So I'm going to ask you another question. What's my next question? Logic. I'm sure you learn how to think logically. You walk away from the summer, learn how to kind of think through a circuit. So you have to ask yourself, and why not? Manishtana Shlichus for Kedushin, for Gittin, for Mesa, for Juba. Why is that any different than Shlichus getting matzah, putting on tefillin? Why not? Mitzvah, so somebody told me a razzle dazzle Torah, right? Mitzvah Gufa. Someone not immediately, how do you know Mitzvah Gufa, there's no Shlichus? Vishtate is on. What does it say? Somehow we know it intuitively, but it's Pshat. So strangely enough, the Gemara never talks about it. The Rishayim talk about it, the Gemara doesn't talk about it. They don't know what Rishayim said. Why is conceptually there's no shlichus of mitzvah shemufa? We know it's everybody knows you have to put it for yourself. Why not? Anyone know why?
It's a gavra.
What do you mean by that? Close again. Close.
This is the introduction.
This is the preamble to the circuit. We're trying to understand why the necessity for the parish of Shemek Kohen, why the Lach HaMashim, why the Pasi of Sukkot HaMetest for Shemek Kohen, yeah? What happened to Shlichus? So we came with a razzle dazzle, there's no Shlichus of Mitzvah Gufus. Now I'm challenging you, why not? But what's the, why is there no Shlichus of Mitzvah Gufus?
You're in
the Tosis world, okay. So there's a Tosis rid that appears. The Tosis rid, one of the Kedeli Rabbi Shainim, appears in Kedushin Asma Malach from an Aleph, in the Sugar Shlichus. But the Tosis rid suggests why, in fact, the Shlichus is a Mitzvah Gufa. Says the Tosis rid, look at all the examples of Shlichus. Let's take Kedushin for a second. I'm fast asleep. I appointed a Shlichus to get married in my behalf. I don't show up to chasn, all right? For that matter, the Kal doesn't show up to chasn either. So one man gives another woman a ring, and neither of them know each other. They're not even getting married to each other. That's okay. That's fine. Shaliach, Kedushin, maybe Tatisha or Tatisha. So why does Shlichus work, says the Tosis Rid? Because even though at the end of the day, the Baal, a husband, didn't do anything, it's true he didn't do anything, but he does what? He gets something. What does he get?
Wife.
Mazel tov. Right? So there's something at the end of the day that's mesiyaches back to the mishaleach. That's the fundamental requirement of shlichus. I take the opposite case of gerushin. Reuven is begarish his wife aydei shlich. Why does that work? Zot tesis rid. Even though Reuven didn't do anything, he didn't participate in it, he didn't touch the paper of the get. But at the end of the day, something of his is affected. Unlike Kedushin, where he gets something, now he what? Now he just what? He just lost. He lost his wife. So there's a change in status vis-a-vis Reuven, the Mishalech. So although the Mishalech is not actively participating in the Maiseh, there is something that's Mishiaches Klapei the Mishalech. Kik one of Moshe, a freshest truma. I'm a farmer. I don't want to be bothered with my shuma. I appointed a guy to be my shuma for me. So I didn't do the maestro. I didn't touch the apples. But what happened? My what? My fruit is now mutter. My fruit used to be devil. Used to be chayim, used to be shemayim, and I eat it. Now it's mutter, lechachira to eat it. So there's been a shinui in my fruit. So Kol's man zoktes is read that something is mesiyach is back to the shalach. Does it have when I say to you put on tefillin and you be my shalich for tefillin, when you put on tefillin, what do I have to walk away with? Absolutely what? I tell you to blow shofar for me, and I'm not coming.
You don't get anything.
There's nothing. Nothing changed. I don't have a wife. I didn't lose a wife. I don't have any fruit. I have nothing. So the Shia Gavra, when there's nothing that the Mishalech will walk away with, that's not the Pashto. That's a Chiddush of Tosfos Reb. We are in Kedushin Mem Aleph. We are in Kedushin Mem Beis. So Mishiv is made into Daf Mem Beis. Started Mem Aleph, made into Mem Beis. That's good progress, okay? So you made Daf Mem Beis. Who's going to bring me a cash against the Tosfos Reb? Who's going to give me a potential application of Shlichus that the Tosfos Reb's theory doesn't stand up? Comes the Gemara as Machlokes HaTanayim, is the Shlichus HaDva Aveir or not? I say to Reuven, Reuven, do me a favor, you be my hitman, and you bump off that guy over there, right? Mafia style, you bump off that guy. You kill that guy. So we pass in Allah and Shlichus HaDva Aveir, and the guy pulls the trigger, Chayev and I get off scot-free, at least the Ben Shomat, the Ben Shomat, I'm in big trouble, the Ben Shomat, I get off scot-free. Right? That's how we pass. Ain't Shlichus HaDva Aveir, right? Different Rav, different Talmud, right? A lot of reasons why. But we pass it, Ain't Shlichus HaDva Aveir. But there's one Tana out there, Shammai, who held. Shammai himself, the head of Shammai, Shammai is up in hell. Ain't Shlichus HaDva Aveir. And the only reason why we disagree with Shammai are for tangential reasons. In the Svar, I'm so kidding. But the Ikaron, fundamentally, at least Svar HaMishayna, they should have been Shlichus HaDva Aveir. And we should have said Yesh Lech Baveirah to be Mechayev the Mishalech, even though he didn't have to do that. No? Who sees a kasha going against this truth? Who sees a kasha against this truth? I think through all this. Tazrinat Yizok, the Yisrael, now you say this in Shlichos. Shlichos only makes sense when there's something that the Mishalech can walk away with, practical, tangible, either yeah, wife, no wife, fruit, etc. But when there's nothing tangible in the pocket of the Mishalech, this is not neat done to the Parish of Shlichos. No, yeah.
I said, why say Shlichos has to be something tangible? Why can't it be something real?
No. The Tazrinat is trying to understand. Why is it that the one end, the other part of Shlichus, the other end, everybody knows you can't put a Shlichus on the field. So he's trying to formulate a reason, a conceptual reason, to differentiate between Shlichus from Kedusha, Gerush, and Truma on the one hand, and Tefillin and Shaif on the other hand. So the Tzvit came up with this formulation called Davar Misyaches Dach de Mishalech. That's his Yisur. It's a Yisur, it's not today's Yisur. So I want to know cash against that. What's the cash?
So you say when you, in Gerush, you lose your wife, and
no, just stick to the question. Stick to the Aver.
I think because then you lose, you want this guy dead. And
but what?
But yeah, it says Asia.
We pass an ancient Aver for pure technical reasons, because of Psukim or Svaras, tangential reasons. But fundamentally, the institution of Shlichus should have worked for pulling the trigger. According to the Taisis Rid.
Yeah. Losing or gaining anything
by the death of the guy's dead has nothing to do with me. I didn't gain or lose anything. Maybe I want him dead. That's not called gaining or losing in halacha. So there's nothing with Yachis back to me. I have nothing to show in my pocket. In the case of Kedushin, I got a wife in my pocket. In the case of Gerush, I got a wife out of my pocket. In the case of fruit, I got fruit in my pocket. So that's called Shlichus. But when Shlichus on a Maiseh alone, without a Yachis to the Mishalech, this is Mishkin Shlichus. That's the Yisrael of the Yisrael. Fractive tzais, the first tzais in the Shulchan, and says, I don't understand. If that's the prerequisite for Shlichus, is something Mesiach is back to Mishalech, by Shlichus Vaveira, it should have been dead on arrival. We should have said there's no Shlichus there, Bechlal, because that's like the Shabbufa. Why does the Gemara drink as a cup and a shot and all the Yeshivah Vaveira? And there are one of them who disagree for tangential reasons. The Gemara should have said, simple, straightforward. The ain't Shlich of Aveira, you know why? Because there's nothing that the Siachis back in Mishalech. Zelman Fadah says, the Ktzais you see from here, Raya Berurah Shel Atshuva, the Ktzais read is not correct. But that is not the reason why there's no Shlich of Atshuva. Have we got the Raya with Kasha the Ktzais? Who's got the Kasha the Ktzais? No, still don't get the Kasha yet? Say it over Kasha very quickly again? Okay. So again, what's the Talmud teach you so? We're learning brachas, seven prayers. You can tell, all right? We're learning the sugya of Shemekah and by brachas. So we try to understand. We ask the kasha. Shmuel says you need kavana to be mighty so much better. So we stop. Shmuel says, why? Like, what's that based on? So we said we can't ask that intelligent question yet. Because we have no idea why Shemekon even works. So instead of answering the question, why need Kabbalah, we threw the question back to Steph, and we said, oh, I want to know why you need Kabbalah, why need Kabbalah, why how Shemekon work? So I asked you a third question. Each question is giving birth to another question. So I want to know, I'm asking you how Shemekon works, then I turned the third curveball and said, what do I need Shemekon for? Isn't it obvious? Isn't it covered by Shlichus? So the answer is, well, there must be something about shlichus that's not going to fit here. What is that component of shlichus? So we said, it must be the concept of it's a shugufa. So we asked, why is that over? What's wrong? What is the deficiency of it's a shugufa? So we gave the Tosfos a suggestion that a prerequisite for shlichus is that there's a davar misyakin back in the shalev. So now we say, wait, the Tosfos are in the Tosfos, is that right? Not true. A raya brewer that is no such component of shlichus, no such prerequisite of shlichus, is the very sugya of shlichus v'avera. The fact that sometimes I'm holding a shlichus v'avera, and even though like us, hold it not, it's for purely tangential reasons. But the fundamental premise of Tosfos Riyah doesn't seem to be borne out correctly. So that's what we're left. So the Tos now has to present another reason why there's no shlichus mitzvah v'avera. Everyone's got to get to the same conclusion that I can't answer your question until, right? Everyone knows it. Those are the facts. Nobody argues with that. But we're trying to understand conceptually why not. So according to Tosfos Riyah, I can't answer your question until for me because it's not Yisyachas back to me. The Ketzos said that's not a sufficient reason. There's got to be another reason. So what is that other reason? That's the question mark now. That's the phantom reason. What is that phantom second reason? Why can't a maker shlem put tefillin on me? Put one on yourself for me. Why not?
What the Tosfos Riyah is saying is the fact that you need a change in status. I know you rejected it, but would that support the fact that Shemei Korah would be like a form of shlichus?
Well, the Tosfos Riyah is right. That would explain what Shemei Korah, but we're not sure. So what's the Tosfos Riyah? No, let's think for a minute. What's Pshad in the Tosfos Riyah? Right, the Tosfos Riyah.
According to his rates, what do we do with the issue of Shlichus v'Avera?
That's like Tosfos Kasha. I know the answer. I have no idea what the hell Tosfos
Riyah is.
There's
no.
Maybe there's an answer. I don't know. So, you know, I need the Ketzos. I need the Ketzos as Mahalas. So give me a second Mahalas for why there's no Shlichus v'Avera before. This is all the introduction to our Sugya. It's the end of the Sugya. It's the introduction.
Yeah. How do you say Hashem is not in this world?
Okay? Comes in Tzitzis and says, when I appoint you as a shaliach to put tefillin on for me, your ma'isa hanochas tefillin registered for me. I did a ma'isa hanochas tefillin this morning. Gevaldik. What's the problem? What would the din be if I come to shul in the morning and I say, stand next to me, I'm going to take my tefillin out of the bag, put out your arm please, and I wrap my tefillin on you. I did a ma'isa hanochas tefillin, right? That's not the mitzvah tefillin. Mitzvah tefillin is not wrapping straps. What's the mitzvah tefillin? Tefillin has to be on the what? What's the word?
Yeah.
The gufa adam. That's the mitzvah gufa adam. Zot tzais. Shlichus means you can appoint a shliach for a ma'isa, but what can't happen? What does shlichus not have the ability to transform? Your guf does not become my body. My body is my body, your body is your body. Not the same thing. Shlichus doesn't mean kemoisa mamish, that you become me and I become you, merge to become one unit. Shlichus means what you do is kilo I did, that's great. What you did was kilo I did. The only problem is I did it, alright? I'm the wrong person. Mitzvah shebegufo, eating matzah, doesn't mean to do a maisa of chewing, a mouth. It means there has to be a maisa achim begufo adam. When it comes to Ritzicha, the aver of Ritzicha is the Maisa Ritzicha. That kills someone, takes someone's life, that's the aver of Rilosir Ritzach. So it's Shayek to talk about Shlichas and Rilosir Ritzach. Ken Zayin there is. Shammai Yol there is. We haven't told us not to judge the but the Karon fundamentally, Shlichas would have been said on Averis. Because Averis are a function of Maiser, whereas Mitzvah Sheva Gufo is a function of the Gufo Adam, and Shlichos cannot turn your Gufo into my Gufo. So when all this dust settles, everybody agrees that Shlichos falls short by Mitzvah Sheva Gufo. Either falls short because of the Taisus Rid's concern, or it falls short because of the Taisus' concern. Now we can begin to even scratch the surface of the necessity for Shemek Oyin. What did Shemek Oyin do? What did Shemek Oyin do? I'll appoint you to you be the Shalich. You go ahead and read the Megillah. I'm not going to come to Shul. You go ahead and bench. I'm not going to show up. You go ahead and say Krishma Achashah. What did Shemek Oyin do for? She's going to Krishma's question. What did Shemek Oyin do for? What happened to Shlichus? The answer is every case of Shemek Oyin is automatically covered by which rule? Which limitation of Shlichus? It's always Mitzvah Sheva Gufo. So it ain't going to work. It's not going to work based on Shmitzes of Pasha Shlichos. Shlichos is not going to do the trick for you. Baby Tav, the Taisus Rid is concerned. Baby Tav, the Taisus is concerned. They both agree with the Maskona. Shlichos is not going to work. They're just arguing as to the mechanics, the formulation, as far as why not. So the starting point is the Gemara in Simchat Aflam Ches. Avadi Yidid Pasha for Shmek Oyin. Avadi without the rules of Shmek Oyin, it's not going to work. So what are some of the rules of Shemek Oyin? I mean, we have a whole bunch of rules. You have to be Mechui B'davar, and be Kavod, whatever the different rules are. And according to the Shulchan Aruch, you have to understand. We have a half dozen limitations to Shemek Oyin. But these are Shemek Oyin different parashas. This is not the parasha of Shlichus. We're not bound by the regular rules of Shlichus, because the regular rules of Shlichus, I'm going to talk about Shlichus, but this is not Shlichus. It's not Shlichus, it's a Tzitzis, it's Rehna Felik Tzitzis. Okay, these are the Dvarim Peshutim Adonai, okay? These are the ABCs. Of Shlichus ABCs of the necessity for Shlichus. So basically, I'll tell you a story. This we can keep on. It's okay. I'll tell you a story. This machloikis that is really k'tzitz. Who thinks it's a machloikis? It's not a machloikis. Ladin, everyone agrees. But in terms of lomus, is it a machloikis? It wasn't a machloikis. That's Ritz said one thing. Tzitz said his reason was wrong. Tzitz gave another reason. What would you call that? Well, that's everyone's masking is called machloikis. This machloikis Tezrin Lichtzeis almost cost me my shidduch, my wife. They would help me. My shidduch. I was going out with my wife. This was, I better know the answer now. It's 24 years ago. And we're going out in the summertime. I arrived from LA. And hadn't met her family yet. She was in New York for the summer. And, I was actually, we had synagogue right before the summer, and then I was up in Marsha Kol for the summer. So I used to do the drives back and forth from Marsha. I'm sure you've done that once or twice, okay? So we continue going out through summer school. It comes to the end of the summer, and she really wanted me to come out to LA to meet her family. So I flew out to LA for a couple of days. I stayed there for Shabbos. And my father-in-law to be at the time got this great idea in his mind that I should like say a little shiur in the shul. Of course, no one knew who I was. I was one of the friends, quote unquote, one of the friends of my brothers. And I was, you know, was the mystery guest. I'm looking to figure out. Everyone knew, but nobody said. And so a guy took me up to speak on Shabbos afternoon. So somehow they were like, it was like part of Al-Khabura. They were like, so you know, something came up about Mitzvah Shibagufo. So I ended up speaking about Mitzvah Shibagufo a little bit. So I spoke a little bit about the Tosis Rin and the Kitzis at the time. She said, the Tosis Rin, it's Kash. And I just told you now, you said that over and over kids and everything. Right? So I said it's Machlagis Tosis Rin and the Kitzis. So there was an older Rosh Hashiva there from Eretz Yisrael. It must have been in his 80s already. He was visiting in LA, raising money, whatever it was. And he was staying there for Shabbos. And he was booking, he understood English. And he was sitting in the shul. And he got very upset at me. And he said, start screaming, what do you mean? What are you saying? It's Machloikas, Taiz Tais Taiz Rin is a Rishay. Tais is an Achrei. It's Machloikas. Achrei don't argue with Rishay. It's not a Machloikas. He was a little kid, you know. He was like a little taken aback. I said, I'm not saying disrespectfully if Tais Rin, but at the end of the day, Tais Rin is saying one thing, the Tais is arguing, saying he's wrong. In my book, they call it a machlokes. I try to, you know, say it very, very respectfully. It's still very simple. So you imagine this picture here. They've flown out 3,000 miles, put on stage. My father-in-law is listening to this. He's trying to figure out, yeah, I put this kid in. He's supposed to become my son-in-law. And so Mashiach was screaming at him that he doesn't know what he's talking about because it was machlokes. I mean, Rechil is covered the head. I think Rashi was no longer the Elam Emes. I'm sorry, he's now in the Elam Emes. But between you and me, I mean, off the record, Rabbi said, I don't know about Gaiva, but of course it's a Machlokes. What's Machlokes? Of course it's a Machlokes. Anyway, so the next day, I got a phone call from Rabbi Feldman, Daniel Feldman.
Why
you? Yeah, she was alive. He was a chavrusa man. So I got a phone call from him. He said he heard the hack. See, in, you know, in today's world, it would be 1 second at the Shabbos, you get your WhatsApp. You know. Then it took a little time to talk for him. The first actually made a phone call. So there were no cell phones in those days. You know, people had, we didn't have. So it took a couple of days. Finally, I got the message from him. He heard the hack. Somebody told him that there was a big tumult in L.A. about the Machlokes Tais Rin and Kitzis. So Adaya Mazet, 24 years later, every time I quote this Machlokes, I have to tell this story. It just brings back fond, the scared memories. Anyway, getting back to our story. So basically, I said there's no din of Shemekha Lichel Bufo, but there is a din of Shemekha. This was the introduction to the introduction, Rabbi Say. Now that we understand the necessity for Shemekha, let's rephrase the question and ask ourselves, so Tachlis L'maisa Shemekah Inu. What do the words mean? Shemekah Inu works. Hocus pocus. Exerce across what works. But at the end of the day, the Torah says you have to say Pichsavos. At the end of the day, the Torah says you have to make Kiddush. So the Torah didn't say you have to hear Kiddush. The Torah says you have to say Kiddush. How does it work? So what is Pshat and Shemekah Inu? What is the nature of Exerce across? So it seems to boggle the mind. It doesn't seem to fit into our scheme of things. So what's Pshat?
Could everybody please repeat the
story? I'm not going to read the story.
the relationship between Shemei Kohen and Mitzvah Shemei
Gufo. Well, every case of Shemei Kohen is automatically Mitzvah Gufo. Mitzvah Gufo means I have to use my mouth to say the words. So I have, my lips have to say the words. So my lips have to say the words. You're my shalich. Your lips are not my lips. So therefore, it's not going to work. So I want to know. Okay, good. Zol Zayin Shnichos doesn't work. So well, how does Shemei Kohen, what are the logistics, what are the mechanics of Shemei Kohen? I got it's a pasuk. I got it's a lach. I got the whole story. I learned some love b'ches. I want to understand the mechanics of how it works. So we have not yet figured out how the mechanics of Shemekah Inu. What we've accomplished today is to figure out why we need it, why it's a necessity, why it's not covered by shlichus. That we got. Hopefully down pat now. But how itself works, we don't know. So hopefully, Mitzvah Shem, the only way for us to understand this last line of the Shulchan Aruch about the necessity for Kavana is to really understand a little bit better what the mechanics are. Hopefully, Mitzvah Shem, until tomorrow, and if we go on the trip tomorrow, so we'll be on the